Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Did you know dairy cows have regular checkups with doctors just like you? Hi, I'm Leanne Vanderlaan, a proud dairy farmer from Oklahoma. Each month, our veterinarian visits our family dairy to make sure the cows are healthy and happy. Because happy and healthy cows produce the best milk and dairy foods for your family and mine. Learn more about our commitment to cow care at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
Well, today's cattle futures, for the most part, bounced. April feeders finished up $2.17 at $110.45, or 42 rather. May's up $1.20 at $109.30. This is after making contract lows near the open, down at the high 103s, just under 104 for both of those. So $6 and $7 off their low would be considered a reversal. The live cattle, similar action on all but the April live cattle. April live cattle still finished down $4.50 at $83.82. Now, June's are down 55, August up 52. Now, the big question everyone's asking is, why is April live cattle so weak when the cash trade last week was, I've heard, anywhere from 105 to 113? The good news is at the close today, it starts the delivery period. So if you're a packer and you're wanting to buy cattle, you can buy them out in the cash market, or you could buy the April live cattle in demand delivery, which if the market's going to be really above a dollar, then they would buy the live cattle and take delivery of those contracts, driving it back up. Time will tell. And then lean hogs today, we're a little bit stronger here with the April's up 90 at 41.12.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority. But we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere have been and will continue to be here for our customers. They promise that we'll not change.
The grain action today was mixed. The wheat market was the strongest one, up 2 to 5 cents, which put Kansas City July up 2.5 at 481. Beans were 1 to 3 cents higher, and corn was a little disappointing here, down about 3 cents, as the market really tries to sort through what's going on with the global supply and demand picture, among other things. On Thursday, we've got a USDA report, which will update the supply and demand. And then today, here just in the last few minutes, they released the U.S. winter wheat for the national, the first crop report, actually, 62% good to excellent. The average guess was about 56. So overall, in the United States, 62% of the wheat's pretty good, which I would think may be bearish long term. The U.S. cotton crop is 7% planted. Normally, it's about 5%. And this is the first nationwide crop progress report. So that thing will continue to develop. The big news today is the stock market is on fire. Currently, the Dow Jones is up about 1,520 points at 2,250. The S&P is up 160. Of course, crude oil a little bit weaker here, down $2.15 in May at 26.20.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.